Hello, I'm Terry Bennett, and welcome to another edition of Organ Stop, our regular programme dedicated almost entirely to music written for the organ. We feature mainly classical composers, but with the occasional surprise thrown in from time to time. This evening we're featuring works by Bach, of course, Gilmour, Fearn, Liszt, Handel, and a few others besides. We're going to start tonight with Félix-André Guillemont, who lived between 1837 and March 1911. He was a French organist and a composer, and he was the organist of La Trinité from 1871 until 1901. A noted pedagogue, performer, and improviser, Guillemont helped found the Schola Cantorum de Paris. He was appointed as professor of organ at the Paris Conservatoire in 1896. His March sur un theme de Handel dates from around 1861.
Thank you.
That was the march on a theme of Handel, played there by Carlo Curley on an unspecified organ by Alexander Gilmour from around 1861. Sir Henry Walford Davis lived between 1869 and 1941 and was an English composer, conductor and teacher. He became master of the King's music between 1934 and 1941 and served during the First World War in the RAF. Since it was written in 1930, his solemn melody has become one of a permanent selection of national airs and morning music performed at remembrance services up and down the land. The solemn melody played there by Peter Herford by Walford Davis on the organ of Sydney Opera House, and that's from 1930. Louis Vierne was one of the great French organists of the late 19th and early 20th century. He was born in Poitiers in 1870 and was nearly blind from birth. He entered the Paris Conservatory and, from 1892, served as assistant organist to Vidor at Saint-Sulpice. He subsequently became principal organist at Notre Dame Cathedral, where he stayed until his death in 1937. Vierne wrote his Messe Solennelle for Saint-Sulpice, where it was premiered in December 1901. Scored for choir and two organs, it follows the usual Mass format, but omits the credo. was the Kyrie from the Messa Solennelle for two organs and choir, Opus 16 by Louis Vion, played there by Michel Bouvard on the organ of the Basilica of Saint-Sernin in Toulouse. Johann Pachelbel was a German composer, organist and teacher who lived between 1653 and 1706. He composed a large body of sacred and secular music, and his contributions to the development of the chorale prelude and fugue have earned him a place among the most important composers of the Middle Baroque era. Pachelbel is best known for the Canon in D, but today we're going to hear his Ciccona in D, which is one of the six surviving Chaconne by the composer, and one of his best-known organ works. It's been noted that together with the F minor Chaconne, the D minor anticipates a number of features found in Johann Sebastian Bach's famous Passacaglia and fugue in C minor.
Thank you.
The Chaconne in D minor by Johann Pachelbel, played there by Peter Herford at the organ of the Bethlehemker in Papendrecht in the Netherlands. And that piece dates back to 1688. Franz Liszt was a prolific 19th century Hungarian composer who wrote mainly for the piano and orchestra, but it's also known for some of his organ repertoire. Liebestraum, the German for Dreams of Love, is a set of three solo piano works published in 1850. Number three is the most popular. It can be considered as split into three sections, each divided by a fast cadenza, requiring dexterous fingerwork and a high degree of technical ability. Here we have an organ transcription of the piece by the famous American organist Virgil Fox.
Thank you.
an organ transcription there of Liebestraum by Franz Liszt, played by Virgil Fox on the organ of the Riverside Church in New York. George Frederick Handel was born in 1685 in Germany, but spent the majority of his musical career in London. He wrote operas, oratorios, organ music and anthems. His six organ concertos, opus 4, were written between 1735 and 1736 for chamber organ and orchestra. The first of these, in G minor, was premiered on the 19th of February 1736.
Thank you.
The Allegro there from Organ Concerto No. 1 in G minor by George Frederick Handel, HWV 289, played by Carl Richter and accompanied by the Carl Richter Chamber Orchestra, unspecified organ. Something a little different now. Burke Bacharach is a renowned American composer of popular music with literally hundreds of singles spanning several decades from 1950s onwards. His song Alfie was written for the 1966 film of the same name and made famous by Cilla Black, amongst others. Here we have an organ adaptation of the song, played by the young American organist Cameron Carpenter. Arrangement by Cameron Carpenter of Burt Bacharach's Alfie, and the original tune was written by in 1966. No specified organ again, but it sounded electronic. Bach wrote his great Fantasia and Fugue in G minor in 1720, the theme being based on a Dutch popular tune, and first performed it during a visit to Hamburg. The Fantasia differs substantially from the Fugue, with the former comprising a very grand opening, interspersed by two quieter, more melodic passages prior to a very grand ending. The Fugue is a wonderful blend of contrapuntal melody, weaved in the manner that only Bach can achieve. It's generally regarded as one of his finest works. We make use of the opening few bars of the Fantasia at the start of each organ stop programme, so let's hear the whole of this section uninterrupted. Thank you. Well, a bit of performance license there, ending in the major key. That was the Fantasia from Bach's Fantasia and Fugue in G minor, BWV 542. And that was Simon Preston. For our last piece tonight, we turn to Maurice Deroufle, who lived between 1902 and 1986. He was a French composer, organist and teacher, probably best known for his setting of the Requiem Mass, written in 1947. In 1943, he became Professor of Harmony at the Conservatoire de Paris, where he worked until 1970. Among his pupils were Pierre Coquereau, Jean Guillou, and Marie-Claire Alain. Deroufle was highly critical of his own compositions. He published only a handful of works, and often continued to edit and change pieces after publication. For instance, in his Toccata from Suite Opus 5, which we're about to hear, he had a completely different ending in the first edition than in the more recent version. I hope that you've enjoyed this edition of Organ Stop. Until the next time, good night.